Blog Talk Radio.
Question is our own here, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is, I'm actually pretty sure there is no question about our lack of intelligence.
Listen, Mike, I hear some cars whizzing past the back. Are you selling your ass on the streets again? Is that what's going on?
I have to. It's getting rough. We're not making any money doing this. I mean, let's face it.
Rent is up next week. Got to do this.
Rent is up next week, actually. Yeah, it's rent time this month. I would like to bring something up, though, because we haven't discussed this since the incident occurred. We were at a wedding last week, 2 weeks ago. I can't remember. It's a little fuzzy. Remember that? Remember the wedding we were at?
Oh, one of those days a long time ago.
Do you remember the white guy and the white guys singing Ice Ice Baby?
Oh, yeah. Now, we talked about this, me and my wife. Afterwards, it's kind of, not cool, actually. Not cool at all.
So basically what happened is, I guess, somebody requested Ice Ice Baby from the DJ, and then they gave this dude a microphone, and not only did he know the entire song by heart and sang every word and you know.
On beat,
but he also did all of the horrible Vanilla Ice dance moves as well. And then he was joined by two white guys flanking him, also doing the dance moves. Which means that this song has actually been ingrained enough in people's heads that, what, like 15 years later?
No, 15, probably more. This one's 20 years.
Like 20 years fucking later? These guys still know it to the point where they're doing it. This is, like, I've always wanted... Have you ever seen the shit, the weddings on YouTube and stuff, where they do, like, coordinated shit? Like, they did Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh, yeah, all that stuff.
It's awesome.
Is it, though?
I think so. I want to do a big coordinated fucking dance number for my wedding. It's the end of my life. Why shouldn't I go out dancing?
They're right. I don't know. It seems just a little too homoerotic for me.
Like there's anything too homoerotic for you, first off. Second off, okay, let's pick something closer to your heart. What if we did, like, a choreographed Hall & Oates thing?
Okay, all right. So I don't know how you're going to choreograph Hall & Oates, but all right. I'd be willing to...
You could fucking dress up as Oates, you know? You're obviously Oates. I mean, I have to be Oates.
Whoa. Oates is the mustache?
Yeah, Oates is vaguely
Hispanic.
Come on.
I'm not the mustache.
Dude, Oates is vaguely Hispanic, and so are you.
Yes. But I'm also vaguely kind of a little bit white, so...
Yeah, but I'm taller, and so is Paul.
So what do you get?
And better looking.
An inch and three quarters, I think we got.
And we all know that you rocked the Jerry Curl back in the 80s, so... I mean, that's...
God.
So, you did have the gay vampire look going on for a while.
you remember that? Was it Prince Valiant haircut? Literally, like, just like Prince Valiant would have a bob. Is that what technically a bob is?
Yeah, it's pretty much a bob.
I was fat and I had a gay vampire fucking...
Except where everybody else had a bob, you had a kneeling bob.
Oh.
Thank you.
Really?
I'm here all night, yes!
What are you, pulling up... Ice Clay jokes?
Oh, Don't do that to me, man. That's not even
Don't subject me to that. Oof.
I'm over here now.
Oh. So, yeah, I walked into a hair salon that I used to go to. My regular lady wasn't there. She's the one that I fucked my head up and gave me just straight Prince Valiant haircut.
All right, I'm gonna bring it back to some realism here. Back in the day, you were overweight.
I was a big heifer.
You were a big son of a bitch.
But you had the whole
metalhead shit kicker thing going on. You rocked it well.
My big boots, my chains.
You had the big boots, the chains. You had the band T-shirts. I mean, it worked for you, you know. And then you have a great personality, so people gravitated towards you.
I was a good kid. I was up until.
You did look like a really fat Mexican, though, at times. Like one of those, like you look like one of the overlord Mexicans, like one of the taller ones that kind of
stay back
people.
In Mexico with the compound and the mountains.
No, not necessarily. I'm thinking more like the boss on a chain gang, like the guy with the long hair and the handlebar mustache type of thing.
I couldn't be an Escobar. I had to be a lieutenant, huh?
Okay, fine. You're a fucking Escobar. You happy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Pablo Camacho?
Has a certain ring to it.
So you, and one of the things that you had for you at the time, that you still have, thank that knock on wood, is
a
your
gut?
Beautiful hair. No, your beautiful hair. A gut? Is that what you said?
Yeah. That's the gut?
That's a going
man.
For you.
Right,
not going all over the place. You
and
had
I'm going all around me. The buffer to society. Get away from me.
Arriving 5 minutes before you
do. Knocking out the door before I get to the steps.
So, but
you were talking about my beautiful personality and my
beautiful
more hair?
Beautiful hair. You have beautiful, long, flowing hair, which is one of the reasons why I grew mine long, because I was jealous of your long, beautiful hair and needed to have long, beautiful hair. And I did.
Gorgeous hair. We have beautiful hair together.
We did. I know. What
we had a butt baby. Why don't we sit down and find this out, man? Have a fucking beautiful butt baby hair.
We should. You know what? We should check. Like, we should. It's been like 15 years. So, if we did have a butt baby, it'd be a teenager, which means it could possibly be on the sex offender registry.
Jesus Christ.
I think 15 is the cutoff for the sex offender registry, although I could be wrong. Let's ask one of our callers.
Okay, let's go to the callers. Good segue.
Caller number one, what's your name?
Well.
All right. I was hoping you would pop in there with, like, a fake voice or something.
No. Nobody.
This is Marie. First time caller, long time listener of 3 episodes. Is there any way you can shut up that Italian Irish guy?
I'm your twin sister, Padme.
Padme, is that right?
Padme Amidala.
So how does it feel to be? Padme should have been on the sex offender list. She was banging like a 15, wasn't she?
Dude, I'm pretty sure Hayden Christensen is not a human being. I'm pretty sure he's a plank of wood.
I think detritus is floating around. That's his role.
Oh! What do they call, like, a driftwood? He's a piece of fucking driftwood.
Flotsam and Jetsam.
He is. He's mostly Jetsam, but he could be some Flotsam as well. But anyway, let's get back to your beautiful hair. So you have beautiful hair. Beautiful hair.
Let me hang up on the call. Go ahead now.
Okay. Sorry, caller. We'll get to you eventually.
Right.
So you go to the salon, and there's this woman there that you work for who's kind of a sweetheart, but she had, like, IPOC cancer or something like that? Popeye cancer?
Popeye. It's kind of like a pop-up book, but with the eye.
I think Popeye cancer kind of covered that. I don't think you need to qualify that.
Yeah. And she had literally a brain tumor, which was popping out of her eye.
pressing on her eyeball and pushing it out of the socket,
right,
which is just fantastic. So was this before or after the surgery?
No, I have no idea. At that point, when I saw her actually being a receptionist at a hair salon for her, it was all said and done. She had been cured of cancer, whatever the fuck.
So she hadn't even had it yet. Well, so you decide to go to her to get a haircut from her?
Just randomly, before I worked for her.
Just randomly. Yeah. And so she does that thing to your hair, and you show up in your normal, you know, metalhead garb with this. And granted, your hair was still beautiful, and she made it shine, and it was bright and sheeny and all that nonsense, except that you looked like a gay vampire.
I was a gay vampire for a little while, man.
You were a gay vampire, and there was nothing you could do about that either.
No.
Nothing you could do.
I put it in a ponytail, and you could tell it was, like, too short. Like, it was just barely in a ponytail. It was hard.
Why didn't you just cut your hair short then, though? That would have made sense.
I was still holding on to my early 90s industrial goth roots.
But you grew it back out eventually, correct?
Yeah. A few months later, I had it longer. And then I could chop it off.
Full of bastard. I went literally from shaving my head to having long hair to shaving my head again, which I should never, ever shave my head.
Nah, you have beautiful hair, man. You do have.
It's not even just that I have beautiful hair, dude. I have a terrible face. It needs hair. It needs hair.
Well,
everybody
needs hair. Everyone needs hair.
You know, I've seen a couple of good-looking bald dudes. Patrick Stewart doesn't fucking need hair.
Patrick Stewart. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Patrick Stewart doesn't need it. And he's got a weird-shaped head, too, but he's fucking Patrick Stewart, man.
Would you classify that as aquiline nose? Is that what aquiline
Yeah, he's got an aquiline nose. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's got the Atreides nose.
Yeah. What a kidding. He could probably finger my asshole with that nose and...
He's awesome, though, dude. I mean, the guy puts on, like, one-man shows of, like, Shakespearean tragedies on Broadway. And then he goes on to, right now he's playing himself.
Shakespearean one-man shows of Shakespeare? I would like to see that, actually.
I think
Play Macbeth and Lady Macbeth at the same time.
I think he actually did a Christmas Carol by himself. I want to see him as Tiny Tim. That's what I want to see. Or maybe Lady Macbeth fucking Macbeth. That's what I want to see. But now he's on that show American Dad, the Family Guy sort of spinoff.
Oh, right. He plays like
the head
somebody.
Of the CIA. Yeah.
Right.
And which is basically him, like. He's played himself on Family Guy before. He's got a great sense of humor. Did you see him on that Ricky Gervais show?
Right. He just keeps asking everybody, have you seen Star Trek The Next Generation?
Wasn't he saying something like, I can't help you because I'm, like, really got to go get some pussy or something like that?
Something like that. They made him be, like, this pussy hound and everything. But he was trying to pitch a story. Now, Jimmy Gervais tried to get a part out of him, and he takes
Jimmy
the
Gervais?
Opportunity... Jimmy DeVito Gervais.
Was that his brother?
Yes.
Ricky Gervais got a brother?
Ricky Gervais. A little less known brother. So Patrick Stewart tries to tell him about a script that he's writing, and it always has boobs involved, like a girl's bicycling, and her boobs pop out. Or, you know, so it's like this sex scene to...
Jiggling titties, man. It all comes back to jiggling titties.
If we had a video podcast of this show, we could just put two titties jingling in the background and read.
No, we would literally just do a montage of titties for a half an hour, just jiggling titties.
Or take off our shirts and show our man titties.
That's not going to happen, my man. That's not going to happen. Besides, my man boobs are looking kind of nice these days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I've been doing some push-ups and shit, so they're
I'm gonna get on
slightly...
The floor right now.
Slightly less gynecomasty.
Gynecomasty.
Yes. Slightly less. Or is it gynomasty? I never know.
No.
Yeah, we should have. is basically what man boobs are. And you don't suffer from man boobs, my man. You don't ever suffer from man boobs.
No, not no more.
You are you have a great chest. Why are we talking about your body parts today? I've been like complimenting your personality and your hair.
It's Louie Day.
Jesus, it is Louie Day.
I got great legs, not hairy, but not too hairy.
Great legs.
Nothing. Yeah, legs. Man.
Nah, dude, I have great legs.
You have great calves, actually. Very.
I have great thighs too. You just don't see them very much.
Oh, shit.
And when
not,
you're down
not
there,
often
you're really looking.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You're usually wrapped
dude,
around though, man.
I gotta smash. I gotta smash something for you.
You're on the side of the road. Smash. A euphemism for dropping a deuce, which is a euphemism
for
pooping.
So where do you what? Because I'm pretty sure smashing is kind of it's unique to the Philly area.
To the people we know in Philly.
It's unique to them because we heard that euphemism for pooping from them. And they call it smash. But usually when something comes out of my ass with the force that could be described as a smash, it's more like a splatter at that point.
Yeah.
There's no smashing generally involved in pooping.
No. I have a really gross story, but I don't know if I should tell it.
Yo, you should tell it. Now is the time.
One time I was walking in the Bronx, and I was at a halfway point from my house and where I go hang out with my uncle. And it was a shitty industrial area.
Oh, yeah. Like that place that Erica took us to, that she lived, where dreams go to die.
We turned into the parking lot of Mike's ex-girlfriend. And it was just by the railroad tracks. Like the place that
there was
just
nothing
cleaned up.
Trees as far as the eye could see and empty lots.
And Mike blurts, wow, like on all seriousness, dude, like this is where dreams come to die.
She got real upset about that, too.
She stopped in the middle of the parking lot and looked at you like, you fucking asshole. She stopped the car, I remember, and I was laughing, howling, banging on the window. I couldn't control myself. It was one of those jokes that just pulls the laughter out of your fucking stomach.
You know,
dead serious. You were like, wow, this is where dreams come to die.
But I didn't stop there. I was like, this is a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
It was. There was like a train track, a dilapidated factory. It was fucking awesome, man.
You know what you did? You said something once that made me laugh pretty much the same way. We were in your car and we were listening to Pink Floyd. It was on the radio.
Oh.
And you said, hey, Janice, leave them squirrels alone.
I forgot about that. Janice was a girl that worked with us that was...
Poor Janice. She
was
a sweet, sweet kid.
A sweet girl. I don't think we'll ever see her.
No.
She's probably burst out of her semi-human cocoon to full-on troll at this point.
No, she's still a troglodyte, and most likely she's under one of the bridges around here.
She was horrible-looking, very Anglo-Saxon face.
She was very wild. She was a very short, stubby.
Stubby. She was horrible. Poor girl.
We called her a troll.
The troll.
You know what's really fucked up, too? We called her a troll behind her back, but Andrew one day... She's like trying to grab a ride off him. She's trying to get a ride off him, and he didn't really want to drive her home. So he goes, Tennis, go back in your cave.
That's terrible. I love it.
That's not something Andrew's not that type of person at all.
No, he's not really an asshole. But he was totally dismissive of her then. So I remember, especially since now you're saying behind my back, one night I was working with her, the troll, and then a Puerto Rican girl, I think her name was Jessie, and she had a horse face.
Yes, yes, that's
that
right.
We called
slamming body, though.
She had a good body.
God.
But she had a horse face, and it ruined everything. So we called her
a big, meaty ass.
She did.
She had horse flanks.
She did. So I was working with the centaur and the troll. So whoever came in, I was like, I'm working with mythical fucking creatures here tonight.
That's right.
So I tell Janice, oh, that horse, that centaur. And Janice turns to me and said, oh, I wonder what you say about me behind my back.
I hope you immediately went to the centaur and was like, that troll is a pain in the ass.
Of course. After that, like, I had to go back and forth between the two. And I just couldn't know what I said.
You're an evil son of a bitch.
It was awesome. I love it.
So you had to poop, right? I think that's where we were going with the story. So, or you were in the middle between halfway between the Bronx, halfway between your house.
Oh, right. And I had to, and I just smashed on some garage's gate.
Are you fucking kidding me?
One of those like metal gates that pull down from the top. You know what I mean? It was the only thing I could do. I was either gonna poop my pants or poop your fucking.
Wait. So you walked home with doo-doo butt?
I don't know what I did to wash my ass, clean my ass. I don't know. I blocked that part out because I probably had to go with not doing anything. I can't remember. I know I was with my brother. He was, like, up the block. I was like, go up. I got to do this.
Jesus.
Can you imagine how those people fucking when they open their garage?
He's such a bastard.
That has never happened to me since, you know. I tried not to do it, but I was in the streets in the Bronx. Where was I gonna go? I was just
God, man.
And,
could you imagine opening up your fucking shop to a Duke sitting right in the
And it was a smash too. It wasn't a Duke. There were no links. It was just explosion.
Oh my God, really? So you just splattered ass all over the fucking. Oh man.
I'm not proud of it, but it is funny.
I never heard that story before. That's great.
I was a teenager. I was walking to my uncle's, and it was a post-apocalyptic area of the Bronx. There's nothing I was going to do.
I've never pooped anywhere outside of a toilet except for in my pants.
Yeah. Oh, what do we call that? Gambling and losing.
Gambling and losing. I maintain that we came up with that. I maintain that. Even though I saw it on Urban Dictionary, I maintain that we came up with that.
Really?
That was 15 years ago we came up with this shit.
Yeah. Oh, I gambled and lost today.
Gambled
and lost.
Yeah. I gambled and lost at the raceway with you once, actually.
Terrible, man. Oof, I did that at Borders bookstore when I worked there once.
Oh my God, dude, do you remember when we were at the Outback and like jackasses, instead of sharing a plate of the Aussie cheese fries, we decided to get.
Oh my God, we got one each. Oh my God, we were gonna die.
Never in my life have I experienced that where not even halfway through eating the plate it was already working its way out of me.
Yeah, I felt ill already. That was like the beginning of the end for eating whatever I wanted.
Pretty much.
It's like I was halfway through and I was like, oh, I don't feel well. I feel ill, actually. I was getting cold sweats and I was like, oh, man, this is the wrong fucking move.
Oof. It was that roiling, stabbing diarrhea pain that makes you break out. That's what I broke out in a cold sweat. That's when you know it's really bad. And when it's coupled with, like, just a twinge of nausea.
Oh, man. Not cool.
No, not at all.
Why don't women have stories like this?
But self-control? You didn't see Bridesmaids, did you?
No, I did. I had that part.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
It's a funny movie overall. It's the same thing
with,
like...
You know why women don't have these stories? Because women have a certain decorum that they have to keep at any given time.
Yeah.
Like, and they do. Like, even when they're dying from diarrhea pain, like, they don't sweat. They're superhuman. I mean, first off, they're superhuman because their fucking vaginas sync up. Their fucking ovarian cycles fucking sync up when they spend enough time with each other.
What is the scientific explanation for that? Because
it's like a hormonal communication, but, like, that's not normal.
How is that possible? That is some supernatural shit to me, that there's no contact yet their ovaries communicate to each other to come out at the same time.
Ants communicate to each other pheromonally and hormonally. ants do that shit. That's an insectile fucking property.
Crazy to me. And how that is not crazy in society in general, I don't understand.
They're fucking, their hormones sync up and they ovulate at the same fucking time.
That's crazy. Mike and I don't jerk off at the same,
we do. Sometimes in the same room. Mm. Sometimes it turns into a look away.
Yeah. Look that way. Don't stop looking over here, Mike.
Don't look at me in the eyes. This is a necessity. This is not fun.
That reminds me of a story that Eric told once. Do you remember this?
Eric and Alex were in the car and the dude...
Yeah. They were with some dude
and
they took a long drive somewhere and the dude had to rub one out in the backseat.
He kept saying it, too. Like, he kept saying, oh, I really got to jerk off. I really got... Like, who really has to jerk off?
Oh, my God. What is that? It's crazy.
Like, I understand being horny,
rubbing one out in the back.
Taking a shit is something you maybe can't control, but masturbating is absolutely something that you can control.
Yeah, that would never happen around me. I would be like, yo, get the fuck out of my car.
Like, that's just a thing. Like, he rubbed one out. How do you go from there? Like, if he starts doing it, like, why do you keep driving? I don't care if I'm in the middle of a fucking bridge. I'm stopping the car and be like, dude, get the fuck out of my car.
Get the fuck out of my car, man. I would drag him out. Leave him right fucking jerking off of my car. Fucking gross-ass motherfucker.
That's. I feel like that's a beatable offense. I feel like that's something you drag somebody out and punch him in the face at least once for. Possibly kick him in the stomach while he's on the ground.
No, three times in the face. Leave him right there so they're dazed. Go, fuck you, and drive away.
Really, though. Like, crank it. Like, I can't even fathom cranking one out in the back seat of the car with your two guy friends and you're quote-unquote not gay? Like,
horrible.
Even gay guys don't do that shit.
No, man. Not even.
No, maybe, actually, you know what? I can't say that they don't do that shit because I don't know that much. It's entirely possible. Three gay men drive around and one of them cranks one out in the back seat and everybody's just like, hey, party, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
I'm kind of hoping that they do that. No, for their sake. I feel if they're that free with their sexuality, like, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
You think it's like a party where the guy jerks off in the backseat and he's like, I'm ready, and everybody just, like, turns around and opens their mouth like,
I don't want to sound like an asshole, but I always thought gays were so liberated they could just, you know, fuck whoever they wanted to. But it turns out to be no.
No. Gay people are actually just like every other person.
They want to fuck who they want to fuck and not just every guy.
And there are some, there are gay people who are very conservative. There are gay people who are, I actually know quite a lot of gay people that won't take it in the butt. Like, they're tops. They refuse to take it in the ass.
Which is crazy. That's just crazy to me. Not, you know, I could see why, you know, you don't want to. Let's say that. But, to say to someone else, I'm going to do it to you, and it's just going to be a one-way street. That seems like an unfair relationship.
I think one-way street is a very, very bad analogy for what we're talking
about.
I'm sorry.
No pun intended.
We blew through that show, huh?
Look at that. Two callers been waiting the whole time, but what we were saying was too pertinent, especially about my hair.
Yeah.
And your cats.
Yeah.
So yet another one. Another
Hey, Big.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that your car starting up?
Here we go.
So, go get a couple of customers on the side of the road.
Yeah, actually, a tow truck just pulled up. I think they're waiting for me to come out and say, hey.
No. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
Really, all kidding aside, like.
Go tell them, no, I'm fine.
But yeah, I'm just going to drive away, actually.
There you go. They go, I got the easy money here. You need help? No, I'm wrong.
Have a great day, folks.
All right, my man. I will talk to you. Bye-bye. The cutie. Yeah. What?